This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The seat is feeling good. Warmed up. The Dodge Viper. Oh, it's good to have this seat back. That darn seat got ripped. I had to send it out and get the upholstery shop to get the stitches all fixed in it. Hey, well, welcome to Auto World, everybody. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans, from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio in the little town of Boise, Idaho. Good to be along. This little town's not getting, it's not little anymore. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's fine with me. I got a lot of cars out there to fix, and I'm here for you each and every week to fix your car that's you're driving around in your town. Good to have you along. I do appreciate it. I'm very honored to be here with you each and every week. Like I say, I've got a wrench in one hand during the week and a microphone during the weekend, and if you're on a delayed station, I do appreciate you being here on your lunch hour or your breakfast break or whenever you're listening. Even also on the Auto World podcast. You can always go back, folks, and just Google Auto World podcast, and we're right on the very top. You don't even have to hunt. And I do welcome you to do that. At each and every hour is different of Auto World. We do 3 hours each and every week, and I want to make sure that each and every hour has got a different, information. You know, this is what it's all about. I want to teach you some things that I've been in the industry for 40 plus years of fixing and repairing and talking to you, the listeners, throughout this area that I'm in. And I've franchised some of the quick lubes and items, some of the businesses I've had in other counties and cities and all that around me. And I learn and we'll come to find out that all of us have the same, problems with our cars, the goods, the bads, whys, how comes, and a lot of us have the same questions, too. And those same questions are if it's a Ford or a Chevy or a Dodge or whatever brand, the Audi or the Volkswagen or the Mercedes-Benz or the whatever it might be. It's just a different configuration, different mold, different style, different brand, different hood logo, different, that's something that's different, but we all have the same nut and the bolt, and sometimes I feel like a nut behind the steering wheel sometimes, And so, for example, the other day I got a call from one of the great customers that said that my car is, not wanting to start now, Mark, and it's hissing. What? And she said, yeah, it sounds like a snake's under the hood. And then just here 2 days ago, a day ago, I have a car that's been towed in with the same exact, different person, different car. My car won't start, and it's hissing. So the longer a technician or a mechanic has been in the business, folks, like myself, the more you've heard the same. I've heard the same exact communication from each and every one of you, which I've been there, done that. I've seen the no start. I've seen the hiss. I've smelled the hiss. I've heard the knock, knock, knock. I've heard all that. And so the longer if you can find a mechanic, an Auto World tip, if you can find a mechanic or a technician and or a shop. Now, the mechanic and the technician, they need to be around for at least 15 years. You got some new guys out there, new gals out there that are mechanics. I tip my hat to you. I appreciate you going into the field because it's dying. A lot of the colleges are dropping the repair, the mechanic side of their college. They're just not there. They're not wanting to teach our young kids repair anymore. And our auto body shops, they're not wanting to teach any of that anymore. So as we go in life, we find out that our car is costing us a lot more money to fix it, and that's some of the reason why we're not teaching our young kids how to do this anymore, because there's no facilities to teach that. So I know that Jay Leno was involved with the McPherson College down in Kansas City at the tune of $1 million a month to keep it alive, to keep teaching young kids in the Kansas City, Missouri area you know, in that area, of course, and or even if they're in Boise, Idaho, they might want to go ahead and take and send your parents, send a child over there to learn it, because you're going to need someone to fix your car. I'm here for you on the weekends, and I will do that through talking to you and emails, and that email address to help you with your car or your truck, your vehicle, that smell, that noise, whatever it might be, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And since 1992, the phone number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. What's up, first foremost here, this third hour of Auto World, is we're going to give you a little Auto World little car fact. Has something to do with twin kidneys? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then again, we have that Name That Sound. We're going to do that. And also here this third hour, we're going to talk about one thing you probably always wondered. How long does it take to build my car? Or do you really care? Well, it does matter about how long it takes to build a car because of quality. Do you want good quality or bad quality? I think that a lot of the cars today are designed and built for, of course, as you know, assembly line that Henry Ford did back in the day, but they're wanting them, getting them built, and getting them out there, and getting them sold to us. And there's no R&D anymore, not as long as they should have been doing it. And so, like a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, I could mention a lot of different makes and models. The Kuttensag, it's hand-built, takes many, many, many hours. You're going to find out this third hour how many hours it takes. Well, I only got a list of five. Yeah, I think I got a list of five or six of them. We're going to go start at the bottom and go on up. And the amount of hours or days it takes to build certain types of cars that you might even own. And also this third hour, we're going to get to best time to buy. Yeah, best time to buy a vehicle. We're going to find out there. Always a little trivia. And with that said, let's go to, first off, let's do the new game. Alex, let's get this out, because this is a fun part of Auto World. Absolutely. We call it what? We call it Name This Sound. Now listen up, we're going to play a clip, and Alex is going to play this clip, figure out what this sound is. Name this sound. Pretty quiet sound. We got to get that up. Anyway, we're going to Oh, there it is. What's that sound? Name this sound. Let's do it one more time. Name this sound. And, folks, it is, and it always will be, something to do with Auto World, okay? Something to do with your car. Now think about that. Have you ever heard that sound on your car? You probably don't want to hear that sound on your car. I want to hear from you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. The phone number again, 855-660-4261. Almost sounds like an elephant in the exhaust pipe. Wanting to come out. No, it's not an elephant in your exhaust pipe. Could it be a catalytic converter that's about ready to explode or did explode? I don't know. Name that sound. Ugh. Here's a little trivia, though. This is amazing. I always like to give you a little trivia throughout each and every hour of Auto World. Well, back in 1943, estimates indicate in 1943 that production of 1 million Ford V8s required 69 million pounds of cotton, 3 million pounds of wool, 350,000 pounds of goat hair, and 2 million gallons of molasses. Yes, in 1943, estimates indicate the production of 1 million Ford V8s required 69 million pounds of cotton, oh my goodness, and 3 million pounds of wool, 350,000 pounds of goat hair, and 2 million gallons of molasses. Ah, boy. Think about that for a minute. Aren't you glad you got a V8 in here, Ford? I'm wondering what the numbers are for today's world. That was back in 1943. Oh, my. Okay, let's do it. Is it a good time to buy a car? When is a good time to buy a car? Good question. Have you bought a new car? When did you buy the car? Do you feel like you got a good deal on a car? We're going to take a short break, and I've got something you probably didn't know about buying a car. A new car, that is. We'll be right back. From the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. There's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive and keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day. a day at 5. All I do is drive, drive, drive.
10 and 2. Make sure those hands are on that steering wheel. Without your texting, that's what I'm getting at. Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. Good to be along with you. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Oh, what a pleasure to have you along. I'm so honored. My hair's standing up. I got goosebumps. I do appreciate you being here. It means a lot to me. Well, you know, we are doing that new game we call it here in Auto World. It's called Name This Sound. Let's go ahead and do it real quick. Name This Sound. And with that said, we gotta have car noises here. It's everything automotive. In fact, Auto World is interactive, informative, and all things automotive. And in order to answer that, what that sound means and what it is, all you gotta do is just email me and or call. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or call 855-660-4261. With that said, I do have an email. Came in from John. John says, good sound effect, Mark. Thank you. This is a great show. John, thank you. It's because of you. That's why it's great. Appreciate that. And John, you're saying you're listening to us in Oklahoma City. Fantastic. Hey, that's time for a shout out. Woo! There's that horn. Let's do a shout out to KZLS, 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Good to have you folks along live, of course, each and every Sunday, and I do appreciate that. John, thanks for bringing Oklahoma to us this weekend. And you're yes, there's our shout out horn. You're absolutely right, John. John says, that's a radiator in my truck burping. You're right. You know, a lot of the times, Axelrod Alex, he has to grind those sounds out for me, and he cranks them up so they really get in there deep, and we can hear what that sounds like a guy burping, doesn't it, John? But you're right. Got a great gift for you, too. You know what, John, if you will, email me back, and I've got one last book left for that radiator burping sound that you guessed correctly. And you say it was your truck that was burping. You must have had your radiator flush done here recently. I guess that's why we're doing that burp sound here this week, because 'tis the season, folks. I hope some of you are a little bit too late up there in Alaska, Fairbanks and all, for getting your radiator cooling system flushed. Why do I need to get that flushed, Mark? Well, antifreeze is a coolant. Yes, we knew that. Antifreeze is an oil lubricant for your water pump. Folks, do you want to buy a new water pump? No. Do you want your thermostat that keeps your engine operating at the right temperature at all times? Who cares about a thermostat, Mark? Who cares if my engine needs to be running at the right temperature at the right time? Okay, let me back up the bus then. Beep, 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 beep. How about a heater core? You like hot air coming out of that heater on your feet? I bet up there in Alaska you do. Oh, yeah. Do you like a frosted up windshield and the defroster's blowing cold air? Oh, boo. See? I want that antifreeze coolant system flushed. I want new antifreeze in there for you. John, I've got this book from Mark Roush. Have you ever checked out the Auto Channel? Do. Mark Roush, he threw me some books, had him on the show live, interviewed him, and he threw me some books to give out to our trivia and great customers and listeners like yourself. It's called the ethanol papers. Now, that's right, the ethanol. You got ethanol, you're burning down the throat of that bad boy. I don't care if it's carbureted or fuel injected. The throat of that engine you folks are driving and burning and pushing on that go pedal, you're burning ethanol. Some of you are saying, well, we've got a gas station that doesn't have any ethanol, and that's what I'm burning. Good. Both of you are good. The one that's burning ethanol and the one that's not burning ethanol. But I tell you this right here, right now, do not put that little bottle of yellow heat in the fuel tank if you're burning unleaded ethanol. You don't need it. See, I told you this would be the Auto World Financial Show. I'm saving you money. That's what it's all about. Oh, well, it's time. It is time. I've been wanting to get this out to you. Is it the best time right now, this time of year, to buy a brand new car? Yes. Three letters. Why, yes. Yes, folks. Here on Auto World, I want to get that out as loud as I can. Buy a car now. It's at the end of the year, first of the year. Year-end clearance is going on last year's model. Quarterly Quotas?
Yeah.
Yearly quotas? Oh, yeah. How about monthly quotas? Oh, yeah. What about weekly quotas? See, you just put those all in the word quota or underneath the word quota, wherever you want to put them, to the right or the left. But they're quotas that these dealerships have to make. Why? Because they want to get a bigger quota of different types of cars and trucks for the new year. So the more they sell for the old year, the more they end up getting in their quota for next year. Now, here's a little trick that they might get mad at me if I spit it out. I'm spitting it out. The microphone's getting wet right here in the Greasy Garage studio. It's getting a little greasy. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, so you drive in to get a new car. Look at the new cars, right? You're driving in, not on a horse. You're not riding a horse in. You're driving a car in, and they see that. They know that you drove a used car in. They know that you're looking for a new car because you're standing in the middle of this brand new showroom, sitting there looking or standing there looking at brand new cars, and you have a salesperson come up and say, "Can I help you?" And what do? "Yes, I've been studying this one car on the internet. I'm interested in the da-da-da-da-da year, make, and model of this one." "Well, we have one right out here, ma'am, sir, right outside the parking lot. Come on out. Would you like to sit in it?" "Sure. Would you like to drive it?" "Let's go outside and get in it and drive it." So you climb in it and they throw you the keys and you're going with the salesperson to go drive the car. What's the first question they ask? You're looking at maybe trading in your old car? And you say, "Never say yes." "No" is the word. Two letters. "No, I'm not looking at trading a car in." "Why?" Do you ask? "Well, I just want to know if you're going to trade a new car in, your used car in for this new one." And you say, no, I'm going to probably keep it. Thank you." Now, you go for a test drive and you come back. See, when you told the salesperson that you're not trading in your car, you're free to go, aren't you? Now, if you would, let's go back the bus up again here. Beep, 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 beep. That person says, as you're sitting in that brand new car, you're looking at trading in your old vehicle, and you say, "Yes, I am." They say, "Well, heck, hop out real quick. Can I have the keys for it? And I'll go ahead and have my people look at it and see what kind of value we can put on it and get you a good buy." Oh, yeah, the trade-in trick. No problem with them looking at it, folks. There's no problem there. There's no problems at all here. But here's what's going to happen. It might have happened to you. No problem. I don't have a problem. You're going to drive that new car with that person, and you're going to buy it anyway. When we come back from a short break, I'm going to find out and tell you what's going to happen when you're standing in the showroom floor waiting for what? Your car to come back. We'll be right back right here in Auto World. I'm helping the dealers, and I'm also helping the used car dealers, and I'm helping you, and that's what it's all about. I'm Mark Evans, heading out to get more buttered up popcorn.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nancy Pelosi was re-elected Sunday to her fourth term as Speaker of the House.
The Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 117th Congress.
Pelosi received 216 votes to 209 for Kevin McCarthy. Two House Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, voted for someone else, giving one vote each to Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Hakeem Jeffries of New York. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing an effort by fellow Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who intends on objecting to the count of the Electoral College votes on Wednesday and instead proposed the creation of a commission to investigate irregularities in the presidential election. In a statement released Sunday, Graham said the effort has zero chance of becoming reality and would not go far enough to help President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One thing they don't do, they don't have the radio blasting when they're drag racing. Hey, good to have you along. Glad to be back here from the Greasy Garage Studio. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week here on Auto World. Even if you have popcorn and buttered up fingers right now, that's what it's all about. Sit back and hopefully I'm entertaining and teaching and giving you some information you didn't know anything about. And that's why I want to get back to the car sales of new cars. This is the best time to buy. But back to the trade-in thing, you're going to tell them when they ask, no, I don't have anything to trade in. Because here's, if you say yes, they're going to take your car, which is fine. They're going to take it back there, and they're going to hold that car and look at it, take time to look at it while you're doing what? You're going to be standing there or sitting down in the showroom floor, or you're probably going to be foaming at the mouth at that brand-new car that you came in to maybe look at, not to buy at that point, because it's best just to look and touch and taste to see if you really like it. Meanwhile, you're saying, where's my car? Where's my car? Where's my car? Where's my car? You can't get out. So when you say, no, I don't have a car to trade in, they will not say, can I take your car and look at it and give you a value on it? So that stops the ball from rolling right there and right then. Once you drive the car, touch and taste, get in, see the car, drive the car, see if you do or don't like it. Let's say you do like it. Then you can start negotiating a deal with them at their desk or whatever, wherever you're standing or sitting, and say, okay, that's your best price. Now, your car, you still have the keys in your pocket, see? You didn't give the keys to them. Now you're going to say, okay, so if I do give you this car as a trade-in, what's my number? So, from the original, though, I want you to say, no, there's no trade-in. That's called the no trade-in trick. It works every time. Keeps you, so if you do want to drive away, once you do drive the new vehicle, you can. You're not, you know, tied up. You're tied up to go home or go over to the next dealer and shop if you'd like. Absolutely. Now, we got to get to how many hours does it take to build that car? Well, that's one thing that has always been different over the years with assembly lines, robots, more people, less robots, etc. Well, let's go down the list. I'm going to start at number 5. On the hours that it takes to build a vehicle. On this vehicle, a lot of you might own, might see them on the road, of course. One of the most popular vehicles is the Chevy Equinox. The Equinox is a pretty nice little SUV vehicle. I've got some friends that own them. They're very happy with the vehicle. And how many hours did it take to build it? 17.9 hours. So roughly almost 18 hours to build that from the start to the finish. That's number 5. Let's go to number 4. The Dodge. Oh, the Caliper. Oh, yeah. Do you have that one? The Dodge. 17.09 hours. So that's about 17 hours to build that one. How about, oh, this is pretty generic. Do you have a Pontiac or Buick? You probably do. Well, they have run down the same assembly line. Both those brands do have a lot of different models. But in generic world here, the Pontiac and the Buick take roughly right around 16.17 hours to build. That's 16.17 hours to build the Pontiac and or the Buicks today. Number 2 slot. Oh, we're, as you notice, as I'm going up the list, the hours keep getting, well, lower. The Chevy Impala. That's a great car. I have a friend that just bought one, loves the car, four-door Impala. Yes, how many hours does it take to build the Chevy Impala? 15.18 hours. Now, the number 1 slot here, with the least amount of time, and in fact, I think a lot of you know that this brand and this make or model might be in your city by, like, literally every stop sign, stop light, no matter where you're at, you look to the left or to the right, what do you see but a Jeep? The Jeep. Yes, the Jeep Wrangler, Jeep Renegade. There's a lot of different models, but Jeep in general, 13.57 hours to build that Jeep. That's not a lot of hours. Think about the hours that you do your work, 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day. Maybe you might have a 12-hour shift. Think about that for a minute. If you're, you know, a 12-hour shift person and you just click, there went one more Jeep. Well, 13.57 hours. Oh, it's crazy how fast it takes to build something. How do they do it? Of course, with preformed forms. A lot of engineering beforehand. We talked a week ago or so about the amount of people that it takes to build. There's about 30,000 parts in a car, and with each and every part, there's about 5 people per part. The engineers, the designers, etc. A lot of us. And I salute each and every one of you that keep the automotive auto world going out there. Thank you. And boy, are we spoiled or what? There's so many different makes and models that we can pick and buy and choose from. Ah, there's a ton of them. So, with that said, let's find out what happened, folks, on this week in automotive history. January 1994, not too long ago. Remember those years, 1994? Well, it was introduced in 94, the Neon. Ooh, I remember that car, the Neon. Chrysler introduced the Neon on this day back in 1994. At various times, actually, the name would find itself on Chrysler, Dodge, and Plymouth nameplate cars until production ended in 2005. While the U.S. only saw Dodge and Plymouth Neons, Chrysler carried the nameplate in Canada and Europe. The compact car offered stable success for Chrysler, of course, as a continuing hit sales goals. However, it was often deemed bare bones by the buyers. But what the Neon lacked in comfort, it tried to make up for in speed. Whereas other small car producers added accessories to their compacts, Chrysler added horsepower. The original Neon RT could hit 60 miles an hour in 7.6 seconds. A solid time for a compact. Neons regularly entered competition in the solo autocross and showroom stock road racing division. After a trip to SEMA in the late 1990s, Chrysler executive designer Tom Gale, by the way, Tom Gale is also the gentleman who gave you the Plymouth Prowler, and that's no longer around either. But Tom Gale saw an opportunity to build a production car that, well, mimicked the tuner craze highlighted by the show that he saw. He put together a team to create a most powerful version of the Neon yet. The result, the Dodge SRT4, the turbocharged, turbocharged Neon. Variant began rolling off the assembly line for the 2003 model year, making 215 horsepower. It got a power bump the next year. The Chrysler Marketing, well, it has Chrysler Marketing having 230 horsepower in 0 to 60 time of 5.3 seconds is what they marketed. Independent tests found the car actually produced upward to 250 horsepower in that little Neon. Neon production ended September 23rd, 2005. Oh, yeah, the Dodge Caliber, which also had an SRT4 option, replaced the Compact. And some of you, we talked about the Dodge Caliber there earlier. How many hours it takes to build one? 17.09 hours to build that. That's what replaced the Neon. I bet a lot of you are still driving the Neon around. I didn't really work on a lot of them. That's how I judge the quality of the vehicles. But that's what happened on this week in automotive history back in the day. Tom Gale got to meet that man, interviewed him at the Rat Pack House. If you're familiar with the Rat Pack, go Frank Sinatra and who, Dean Martin and, Sammy Davis Jr., the Rat Pack, got to go into that house before they demolished it in Las Vegas. And Tom Gale, that's where they introduced the PT Cruiser to a lot of us, the journalists, and over the poolside, they drove them in, and quite interesting. But I did find out at that time that they were thinking about doing a Plymouth Prowler, and I got an opportunity later in life. And I only talked to Tom Gale underneath the microphone, but also he gave me an introduction and an invite, and I took him up on that. I went into the Plymouth Prowler and the Dodge Viper plant. That's where they built both those cars there, and got some souvenirs, but the best souvenir is this Viper chair. Oh, yeah. Didn't get a Viper. Love those cars. They're fun. Oh, yeah. That V10. Oh, yeah. When we come back, what do we got going on next? Oh, just you wait. What is up next is that little car fact. Twin kidneys? What? I'm Mark Evans with a lot more popcorn to come. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good back. Good to be back. Good to be back. The lowrider, I don't have. Yeah, I guess I do have a lowrider. A little 57 Chevy pickup with a little some patina on it, rust. And oh, I got some flamethrowers on that bad boy. Oh, I like to smell the flames, see the flames. That's what it's all about. Hey, good to have you back, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host, right here on Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio on the Genesis Communications Network. Good to have you along. A little bit of housekeeping again. If you ever want to listen again to the each and every hour, go back 2-3 weeks, a year, 2 years, you can Google Auto World Podcast. I welcome you to do that. And or if your station does not take this first or second hour, but only the third hour that you're listening to, you're welcome to. Please email me at any time. I'll get your car questions, your truck questions, whatever questions you might have answered at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can go to GCNLive.com to listen at any one point in time, and we welcome you to do that. I want to thank each and every affiliate. Of course, it takes love talking to you on your lunch hour or your morning break, or even if you get your evening slippers on, sipping some tea. I do thank you. I welcome you to always call in or email. Of course, the email again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that said, I do have a, before we go to that Auto World little car fact with a brand new sponsor on that, something to do with the twin kidneys. I want to get that email bag. Let's get that email bag over here. There it is. I'll reach in. Now, what I do with an email, I print them out and I throw them in my email bag off that computer screen, throw them in there and put them on real paper. I love having real paper in my hands right here, right now, so I can read this email to you. Now, when you share an email with us here on Auto World with me, you can put on there that sometimes some of the of you do not want me to read it live. That's fine. Just put on there, please do not. And also, if you want me to read it live, just say, yeah, you can read it live. So this one I can read live, and we're going to do that right here. Listening each week in my man cave while enjoying looking at my cars. Mark, have a question about my wife's car that keeps the E-light on, for about a week and then goes out for about 2 days. And then 2 to 3 days later, it comes back on and stays on. Then it goes off again. On again, off again. I've had it. I don't blame you. I had it scanned while the light was on, and the parts store told me that it shows nothing. Nothing to be concerned about, they say. So I'm really confused here with my engine light mark. Light on, light off. And I have, says, I have a problem with this. I need it to be fixed. I should be concerned, or should I not be concerned about this car problem? I want it to go bye-bye, or do I want the car to go bye-bye? Thank you, Mark. Listening in Bakersfield, Missouri, Jordan. P.S. The car is an Audi Quattro. Ooh, Audi Quattro. That's, I work on very few of those, but I have worked on them before, changing oil. Gordon, thank you. And then you know what that means. A shout-out. What? A shout-out to, oh, my goodness, a station, KWPM. KWPM, 1450 AM, West Plains, Bakersfield, Mountain View, Missouri. Good to have each and every, all of you around and joining me here on Auto World each and every week. All the little cities and towns that I did not mention, you're all still, thank you for listening on KWPM, 1450 AM in Missouri. Well, Jordan, that's a nice automobile. Now, with the light going on and off, I do really appreciate you emailing me with this car problem, because I know a lot of our listeners have this same problem. And more than likely, Jordan, on your Audi, what you got is, first off, you went to the parts store, which I have said our listeners here, and all of you can go to the parts store and get a scan. But with that said also, Jordan, the parts store has a scan tool that doesn't only go into first stage of your computer. If you go to a repair shop and or even the dealer, they go into stage 1, 2, and 3. That's how deep the scan goes. And it not only gets into everything that's in the engine side of the computer, but it gets into the transmission side and the ABS side. And also SRS. That means your airbag side. And I do recommend that. It's a good, healthy checkup for your Audi. Have them go into stage 1, 2, and 3, and they will find, literally, something why that light's going on and off. Here's what I think it is, though. With this problem that I hear all the time, I had a Chevy Trailblazer here last week do this. I've had some Fords do this. The light on, the light off, the light on, the light off. So I don't know if the parts store told you the code, the fault code number, but here's what I think you've got. You've got a PO. They always start with PO, you know. We won't go there, but the PO letters, that'll be another for another show. I'll let everybody know what that stands for. But PO, 456, and it goes all the way through 457. Ooh, two whole numbers. And what this means is EVAP, evaporative emission system, is what that stands for. Small leak detected, and that's more than likely what you got, and that's basically what a lot of us have had go wrong with our cars, and it's called the gas cap code. PO 456 or the PO 457. Now, I'm going to go down in stages here and get to number 4. Let's go down number 1 first is the loose fuel cap. So Jordan, on the Audi, I don't have the year here. I seen your email, but if it's got 55, 65, 75,000 or more on it, throw the gas cap away. It has to vent. It's not venting anymore. And again, I call that odometer a casino wheel. The more miles you get up on that casino wheel, the more the parts start fading away. Think about this for a minute with the gas cap, everybody, like Jordan here. Now, Jordan, I don't have your miles on your car either, but how many tanks of gas have you burnt? How many times have you taken the gas cap off and put 20 gallons, 25 gallons in and filled it up? How many tanks of fuel do you go through in the matter of 60,000 miles? It's quite a few. Think about that gas cap that's got to continuously work, by the way, all the time. Even when the car is parked in your garage, it's venting at all times. So, Jordan, I want this gas cap replaced on your Audi. That's the first thing. Second thing, if that doesn't fix it and the lights keeps going on and off like a twinkling light on our Christmas tree each and every year at Christmas, no more. The EVAP canister, or the hose crack going to the EVAP canister. Now, this EVAP canister has got charcoal in it. After about 90,000 plus miles, that charcoal is saturated with fuel, folks, from vapors going through it. Vapors turn into liquid, is basically fuel, and condensation, and charcoal can't absorb it anymore, causing that evap canister to not work, causing pretty much no more venting correctly in the evap system. Number third is, of course, the purge or the vent solenoid defective that is up on top of the intake manifold. That'll keep the light going on and off. See, it has to purge. Sometimes you push on the go pedal, and sometimes you're idling at the stoplight. And every time you push on the go pedal, see, with all the cars today, especially that Audi Quattro, that puppy's fast, isn't it? That all-wheel drive, Jordan, good car. Oh, that's fun to drive. Oh, when you push the go pedal on that bad boy, it's pushing gas. It's that electric fuel pump's pushing fuel to the engine through the fuel injector rails, through to the injectors, but it's not burning at all. And it's pushing the excessive fuel back through the fuel line, bubbling it into the fuel tank. And that's why this evap system is there. It has to vent and vaporize itself, constantly sucking air out all the time. Well, it has to purge it because, again, purge it. Oh, he's pushing on the go pedal. Nope, now he's letting off. So it's always continuously vent solenoid or purge solenoid. That's the number three spot. Number four spot, vacuum leak at the engine. I said it. A simple little vacuum leak on your engine, Jordan, on that Audi Quattro could cause this light to go on and off. Now, this is what everybody can do. I've always said it here on Auto World, as an ASC certified technician, I want you to use your senses, folks. And in this case, excuse me, Jordan, you're going to use your ears. You're going to open the bonnet or the hood on that Audi. You're going to start it up, turn the air conditioning off, turn the stereo down, please. No more noise. I just want to hear this purr of the engine on that Audi. Oh, yeah, the purr, like a sewing machine. But if that sewing machine, better known as an engine, is doing this, you got a vacuum leak. That vacuum leak means, Jordan, you've got a vacuum hose that's been cooked by the engine heat, and it's broke off and loose, or completely broke off. Fix it. There you are. Hey, that's how you do it, folks. Good to have you along this week here on Auto World. Drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.